Nation! Woo!
Ooh. I don't know about tea, but Kylie Jenner is spilling blood to sell makeup, and we'll tell you all about it.
And we're going thirst trapping with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Now, Sherry is out today, but joining us again is iconic actress, executive producer, and co-host of Fox Soul's Cocktails with Queens, Vivica A. Fox. Let them have it, Miss Vivica.
Strange, it is so great to be back again today. So let's dive right on in. What's up first, Brad?
Well, as we mentioned on the show, yesterday was Cardi B's 29th birthday, and she definitely celebrated and brought that thing in style. She received a diamond Playboy bunny necklace from Offset, which is huge, as well as a fur coat from her friend T Styles. Then came the Party Darling, which was a Caribbean dance hall theme, and it brought a lot of stars out, including Taraji P. Henson, Snoop Dogg, Winnie Harlow, Karrueche Tran, and Lizzo, who left nothing to the imagination in a sheer purple dress. Yes, Lizzo. Now, Gary, it looked like everybody was showing out. Gary, what would you have worn to this party?
I probably would have worn, Brad, a garbage bag, because that's what they was kind of looking like. So I think I would have gave it a little garbage look.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this Karrueche Tran body was looking, you know, hot, and she looked amazing. My sister Taraji looked fabulous. Is Lizzo barefoot?
Possibly, seems to be that way.
I mean, if you on the beach in the Caribbean, that's how you be, barefoot.
Brad, now you know you would have had on some fly slippers now. You would not be walking these streets in L.A. barefoot, okay?
She probably thought it was going to be some sand. She had to give y'all the whole vibe of the whole outfit. It's like the sheer thing that you wear over the swimming suit.
Listen, girl, it would have needed to have been some imported white sand for me to be walking barefoot.
Okay, y'all. Now, Halloween is coming up. So, of course, y'all, Miss Kylie Jenner has to capitalize on it, baby. Now, today she's releasing, honey, limited edition Nightmare on Elm Street Cosmetics. And, baby, she promoted the release with these pictures, honey, where she's covered in fake blood. Now, Vivica.
Yes, baby.
This girl's usually a glamour girl, baby, honey. And, I mean, and you are too, honey. So are you surprised, honey, the way this girl posed with this?
Actually not, because this season, skin is in, okay? Everybody is all about just being naked, if you ask me, okay? But I know, because when I did Kill Bill, we had to do a whole bunch of fake blood, and that cherry juice, I guarantee you, it's a mix of like a cherry syrup kind of thing. That took a while to shower off. But I will give Kylie an A for effort for being a modern day, what was that, the girl from the blood came down? Carrie, they gonna get you.
It's a great promotion around Halloween, honey. Elm Street Cosmetics.
Somebody gonna bite it. Ooh. You already know somebody gonna bite it.
Okay, y'all, it is time for Thirst Trapping with the Stars. And we kicking it off with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Now, they're in the British edition of GQ Style Magazine with four different covers. Now, each one is giving a different vibe, so I'm not gonna ask if they thirst trapping, but which cover y'all think is the thirst trappiest?
I mean, I love them all.
Machine Gun Kelly and her, he likes seeing her naked. Y'all saw how he had her looking at the MTV Awards?
Yeah.
He likes to see her naked.
Mm-hmm. Yo, and when you're a couple that photographs well, that takes the relationship to a next level, because sometimes people be in relationships and like there's the hot one and then there's the other one in the relationship. These two look like they're supposed to be together. It's quite a vibe.
I love them together. I love how they look together.
Okay, last week was the finale of Bachelor in Paradise, but engaged couple Kenny Brash and Mari Pepin are keeping the romance going, y'all. Yeah, Kenny shared some tasteful nude photos of the couple and with the caption, "For the record, this was her idea," and their co-star Thomas Jacobs jumped in the comments saying, "Damn, bro, I think you just got me pregnant from these." Oh, damn. So are they thirst trapping, y'all? What are they doing? Are they thirst trapping?
They are absolutely thirst trapping, and I am drinking the juice, okay? That's all I'm going to say. They look fabulous. Come on.
They look in love, and that's not thirst trapping. He's not showing nothing below his waist underneath this shit. They look like they're in love. I wish they would show more Africa motherfuckers in America with pictures like this, honey. I think it's a great look.
Yeah, I don't think this is a thirst trap. I think this is very classy.
Wait a minute. But how he gonna dish on African Americans that we don't know how to take tasteful pictures? Really?
Ignore him, Vivica, girl. You'll get used to it, girl. Be here a few more days,
oh,
girl.
My goodness. Yeah. I was like, I'm tasting some tasteful pictures. You know?
I definitely don't think this is a thirst trap. It seems like an ad for a product that you don't know what they're selling. Like, are we selling Godiva chocolate here? Right. Are we selling Skims? Are we selling, like, the new Klondike bar?
Suntan oil.
It's love.
All right, y'all. All right. It's time for Dish Gone Viral. Okay. Restaurants. Okay, but hold up now. Restaurants, what? They always get a bad rap for being stingy with their condiments. I remember one time I was in Germany, and I asked for two ketchups, and they was like, that'll be 50 cents. I was like, wait, oh, no. Well, a TikTok user named Beth B had a different experience. So let's check this out.
I stopped at Jack in the Box to get four tacos and asked for a gross amount of ranch. And the guy comes back to the window and hands me this box.
Beth.
Wow.
That's beautiful. You can tell when somebody's about to quit their job. They just start doing stuff.
Beth got 140 packets of ranch dressing.
Yes.
What would y'all do if this happened to y'all? All of that ranch, 140 packets?
If I saw my lady get 140 packets, I would walk right up and ask for another 140 packets myself, and we would sell them outside, baby. Or we would take them to the house and squeeze them in bottles, and we'd be straight for a little while,
oh
y'all.
My
That's
God.
What I would be doing, because I love ranch, too.
But can I ask you guys this? If someone handed you that many packets, would you give them back? Like, baby, don't nobody need all that. Are you trying to be smart?
Possibly, yes.
I would give
more than three packets, nah, I'd give it back. I don't like to waste those people's food.
Taco Bell give you 100 packs.
Well, then give them over here. I'll take them.
Well, y'all, it sounds like Cupid's arrow has hit Chelsea Handler right in her heart. Aw, Chelsea. She has finally found the love of her life, y'all, which happens to be a longtime friend and fellow comedian, Joe Coy. Mm. Now, Gary, listen closely, because Chelsea gave some pretty good advice about finding love on Jimmy Fallon. Check it out.
If I fell in love at the age of 46, you guys, I have hope for every person in this world. Yeah. My best buddy, and then I also, you know, get to have sex with him. Fun time. So anyone who, if you have a friend in your life that you think you're not into or not attracted to, just remember my story and to be open-minded, because little things can tap you on the shoulder and then all of a sudden you see something through a different lens. And I mean, if I would never talk about a man like this unless I meant it.
You know, for me, I told y'all yesterday that I think a great relationship starts off when you're friends first. When you've taken the time to get to know one another. So I think that's excellent advice coming from somebody that really had to learn to stop falling for a six-pack and a smile.
Yeah.
And I feel like this also gives a lot of people hope, too, because there's a lot of people who are sitting in the friend zone thinking that they're, like, you know, doing time there like a bid. You can eventually get out of the friend zone and get into the skin zone.
Hey, come on, skin zone. Shoot your shot.
It happens.
Up next, Megan Thee Stallion has love on the brain. And also, please don't forget to catch me and my girl Sip and Serve on Fox Soul's Cocktails with Queens every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Stay right here for more Dish Nation right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Well, it looks like Meg Thee Stallion is really in love, y'all. And she opened up about her bae rapper Partisan Fontaine and their love connection on the season 2 premiere of Peace and Mind, the Facebook Watch show hosted by Taraji P. Henson and her best friend Tracy J. Take a look.
My boyfriend does make me very happy. he definitely takes care of me emotionally. He makes my brain feel good. He makes my heart feel good.
Beautiful.
Yes, love.
I absolutely agree with her on that, because it's when physically you can get somebody that, you know, makes you go, woo, all of that. But when someone makes your brain feel good, that means that they look out for you.
Yeah, that sounds good, Vivica, but I don't think I would go for it, honey.
Yes, you would.
Why wouldn't you go for attention,
because
Gary?
Because, Vivica, first of all, you know better, honey. In this day and time, honey, Meg is making, honey, over $4 million, and this boy ain't making up but $800,000. I Google it. I'm sorry, girl. You can't make my brain feel good. You need to make my heart feel good and my purse feel good. I'm sorry.
That's the problem. It ain't about the money. They got the money. Mm. She wants somebody that's going to be a good partner.
You ain't married no broke man, Vivica. You know that. You ain't going to marry no broke man.
Listen,
no broke man.
You don't know what's in his wallet, G.
I Googled him. They say he ain't got number 800,000. Okay, y'all, it's time for a dish debate. So, honey, my good Judy, honey, Miss Tamar Braxton, honey, never holds back, honey, her opinions. And yesterday, baby, she asked a question to her fans on Instagram. Vivica, can you read, dear, what she wrote?
Absolutely, G. She said, is there something wrong with me not wanting to go half with the dude? I don't mind paying for both of us sometimes, but I am not going half none of the time.
So, Vivica, let's start with you, honey. So, honey, do you agree or disagree with Tamar?
I believe that, like, say, if someone asks you to go out to dinner, if they ask you to go out and then ask for half, if you invited me and you then asked me to go half, that's a wrap. You will never see me again. However, as a woman, when you start getting larger things, like, say, if we were to get a home or something like that together, I'm going to go in on it because I don't want you thinking that that's just your house and things don't work out, you get to kick me out.
Ooh, if you're a guy you initiated anything, you should be prepared to pay. Even if you didn't initiate and you think you're being treated, at least act like you're going to pay.
Right.
At least reach for your wallet.
R. Kelly said, let's go half on a baby. Don't you think a woman should go half with everything with a man?
Ooh, I like that.
You know what, G? How did that come up? What?
This would explain why he doesn't have children.
Yeah, welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
All right, well, listen, homie, the holidays are coming up, and for small businesses, that means busy, busy. And who wants to spend time standing at the post office, huh?
Shoot, I know I don't, honey. I hate even leaving the house.
We know, Gary, we got to get you out more. Now, Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. Save time and money with Stamps.com. Send letters and packages for less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more.
Now, I hear all you need, honey, is a computer and standard printer. No special supplies or equipment. Now, within minutes, honey, you're up and running, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send.
All you got to do is just schedule a pick up or drop it off. No traffic, no line.
Now cut the confusion out of shipping with Stamps.com's new rate advisor 2. You can compare shipping rates and timelines to easily find the best option.
Well, save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk. And with my promo code DishNation, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com and click on that microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Dish Nation. That's Stamps.com, promo code Dish Nation. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
I know that's right. Coming up, Howie Mandel dropped by Ellen to show he's got talent under them jeans. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Well, Howie Mandel has got talent, and it includes showing off his buns.
Hey, me too.
Let me tell y'all. So during his 42nd appearance on the final season of The Ellen Show, Howie showed everyone exactly how upset he was over not being able to get any more of Ellen's iconic underwear, y'all. Watch this.
They probably know this, but where am I going to get my underpants, Ellen?
We'll still sell it.
You will?
Yeah, we'll.
Because I always wear your underpants. I'm wearing your underpants today. I always wear the Ellen underpants. And I'll tell you something. No.
Oh my God.
Howie.
He has no ass at all. Yeah.
He must have been really upset, y'all, because he kept his pants down the entire time he talked to the audience. What do you think?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Howie wanted to let everybody know what he was working
in the
with.
Pants.
Okay.
Nothing.
Turn around. Now, Gary. I know you used to take pictures. You're like the king of thongs, okay? You like the Ellen underwear? What you thinking about them?
Oh, they okay. I mean, they were all right. I just didn't like the stripes. I would just like a solid color, Vivica. I don't like the stripes.
Why? What do stripes do? Does it make you look too wide or what?
Yeah, they make me look wide, honey. They make me look wide, so I don't wear stripes. Honey.
Gotcha.
I like just nice, solid, beautiful colors.
Okay. Slimming. Got it.
Now, what would really make me drop my pants on national TV, girl? I think if I've even just got my buttocks augmented, oh my God, that would be a great look for TV.
Thank you.
You know.
Augmented. Thank you for that visual, Gary.
Fresh buns on display. Bam.
I would be one of the first people to call and complain.
He wouldn't wear clothes anymore. Vivica, he would just be.
I would not wear clothes anymore, Vivica. I walk around naked, baby. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
Jesus.
Okay, now, everybody, y'all, Demi Lovato says you better put some respect on the aliens out there.
Okay.
So while promoting their show, Unidentified, which covers extraterrestrial life, Demi said that calling aliens is offensive.
Okay.
Now, here's what they said. I think that we have to stop calling them aliens because aliens is a derogatory term for anything. That's why I like to call them ETs.
Oh,
I think they need to take a nap.
Extraterrestrial?
They need to take somewhere. They need to take a nap somewhere. That's what they need to do.
Now, if anybody on this show was an alien, would you be offended by being called that, or would you prefer E.T.?
I don't even know the difference between the two. They both, isn't an alien something extraterrestrial and vice versa? Don't they mean the same? Yeah. And how does she know what the hell is, how do they know what's derogatory with an alien unless you are an alien?
Right.
Because
they're among us already, Brett.
You're
among us already.
With the aliens? I'm scared.
I know. I'm confused too.
I'm scared.
Well, based off of Hollywood, aliens are like the knuckleheads of the space community, and like E.T. is about peace, you know, with the finger and all that stuff.
Right.
Put your finger up, the lit up finger.
Yes, lit up fingers. Sounds like college. All right, coming up, it's not Halloween yet, but Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker are obsessed with skulls. We'll break it down after the break, baby.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, if you thought Kim Kardashian's SNL jokes about her sister Kourtney and Travis Barker's relationship would slow them down, you were wrong. And kids, please cover your eyes because there is too much PDA going on at Disneyland, y'all. Check this out, y'all. While standing in front of Skull Rock and a pirate ship, Travis posted a video of Kourtney Kardashian straddling him with the caption, "I want your skull." And Kourtney responded with, "I need your skull." Wow.
I kind of love it because for these two, this relationship is the happiest place on earth.
Yeah.
Like, she's really in her zone right now.
It's good to see her happy finally.
Agreed, Brad, because this is the main reason why Kourtney walked away from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She said, "Look here, I gotta have some normalcy in my life. I wanna go have me some PDA." And Travis showed up and was like, "I got you, boo."
That's too much PDA. You can't do that. I mean, you gotta contain yourselves. I mean, children are watching it, and she got children.
Knowing them, they probably rented out the entire park, and it's just them there at Disneyland alone. That's how they roll, y'all. Only the staff would be like, "What's going on?"
Exactly.
And if Mickey was there, he'd be like, "Oh, hey, that's really nice. What are they doing by the ride? What's going on?"
Snow White was like, "Get it, girl."
Yeah, right.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.